You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Welcome to NITV Radio, Casey.
Thank you so much.
Are you okay? Day 2020 is this Wednesday, 10th of September, and you're involved in it.
We are.
And you're involved in this. I saw in you posted on Facebook some wise words that we have all been through a lot this year. And
we have
all struggled in some way, shape or form.
Definitely have. It's been a massive, massive year. You know, not only did we start the year with massive bushfires that, you know, travelled up and down the coastline of Australia, it was, you know, once we got over that, we thought we had a bit of breathing room to regroup and refocus. And then within, you know, weeks, we were faced with a global pandemic that is COVID-19. I think it's taken its toll on everyone, mentally, physically, emotionally. It's really just been quite a tough time. So I think the importance of Are You Okay Day and getting out there and asking that question and having a day to spotlight asking the question and making sure people are okay and to give them the tools that they need to be able to ask each other, are they okay, and what they can do if they don't know how to ask. I think that's very important in today's day and age.
And how are you doing? Are you okay?
Look, thank you for asking. Look, you know, I'm doing all right. It's tough. You know, I've been in the entertainment industry, I've lost all of my work, and you know, you have gigs booked in and you get hopeful and, you know, then it gets pulled again. So you know, look, I'm managing the best I can with what I have at the moment, and you know, getting out into the fresh air and walking has been an amazing savior for me. So thank you. I am doing okay. How are you? Are you all right? Are you okay?
Well, in Melbourne, you know, Melbourne is the epicenter of COVID in Australia, so coping as well as best as we can possibly do, going to work whenever it's mandatory, but then doing the rest from home. So I guess everyone is trying to you know, do things the best they can.
That's all right. Oh, I'm glad you're doing all right.
Yeah, I saw that you're running an event online, Blues Day Tuesday. What is this about?
So for years I've been doing, every Tuesday night I've just been jumping online on my Facebook page and singing a few songs, and I think it eventuated from me just being sad one day and it was Tuesday and I thought, I'm going to do a thing called Blues Day Tuesday where I just sing songs and, you know, people can sit there and watch and go on the journey with me. So it's become such an amazing thing for people to watch every Tuesday night, and it's really brought people together, and you know, it's like a little community, and I love that. It all just revolves around me trying my best to sing covers, but usually more than, you know, one occasion I will stuff them up because I haven't practiced. But you know, that's a joy. The joy of me just going on little tangents. But no, it's really good. You know, an hour of just me singing covers and taking requests and, yeah, taking it back to music and giving people an hour of an outlet just to chat amongst each other or just to sit and listen to the music.
And that's the best way to go through this pandemic. And I heard you also recently moved to Melbourne. So what I'm going through, we are going through, you've also experienced it firsthand.
How definitely.
Has it been for you?
It's full on. There's a lot of rules and regulations, and some days it's great, some days it's tricky, some days it's just, you know, it's, I want to stay in bed. But, you know, we're allowed to leave the house to go and do our shopping and go for a walk. So, you know, it's not the end of the world, so to speak, in that manner. But, you know, it's just finding a new normal and finding a new routine. And once this is all over, I feel like everyone's just going to be relieved, but also a little bit more knowledgeable on what to do, washing your hands, wearing a mask. Like, these little things aren't big things in the whole scheme of things. I think Victoria will be on the right path very, very soon. We just, you know, there was a little bit of a hiccup to kind of get us back out there. But you know, and keeping the safety of others, you know, is very, very important. Just good to do the right thing.
Most definitely. Going back to our campaign, Are You Okay? What's your recommendation for friends and family? What should we be doing on this day?
I think it's just important to call people up and to ask them if they're okay. You know, most people that seem to be doing the best are usually the ones that are struggling. So I think, you know, picking up the phone and just checking in with a mate and checking in with your family and having a chat, you know, even if you're sitting on the phone in silence, you know, that's something to someone. A conversation can save a life. So I think it's so important to ask if they're okay. And if you're not sure how to ask, you can always head to areyouokay.org.au and check it out and read, you know, read up on how to ask someone okay and what to do if they're not okay. You know, it is celebrated once a year, but it is a question that should be asked daily.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.